Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening. Shalom, shalom.
Good evening, Angela.
Hi.
We got Hubert on the line.
Hi, Hubert.
Yes, yes. Shalom, shalom.
Good evening, Ms. Williams.
No, Auntie Care.
Auntie Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good, and you?
Good. I'm doing good.
Oh, okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
Good. Mom and Daddy Werner.
Yes.
Good evening. Miss Williams?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. God bless
okay.
you.
God bless you. Okay, Angela, you want to start reading in Genesis?
Yeah. I'm going to start Genesis 42:28-38. Their hearts sank, and they turned to each other, trembling, and said, "What is this that God has done to us?" When they came to their Jacob, in the land of Canaan, they told him all that had happened to them. They said, "The man who is Lord over the land spoke harshly to us and treated us as though we were spying on the land. But we said to him, 'We are honest men. We are not spies. We were 12 brothers, sons of one father. One is no more, and the youngest is now with our father in Canaan.' Then the man who is Lord over the land said to us, 'This is how I will know whether you are honest men. Leave one of your brothers here with me and take food for your starving households and go. But bring your youngest brother to me so I will know that you are not spies but honest men. Then I will give your brother back to you and you can trade in the land.' As they were emptying their sacks, there in each man's sack was his pouch of silver. When they and their father saw the money pouches, they were frightened. Their father, Jacob, said to them, 'You have deprived me of my children. Joseph is no more and Simeon is no more. And now you want to take Benjamin? Everything is against me.' Then Reuben said to his father, "You may put both of my sons to death if I do not bring him back to you. Entrust him to my care, and I will bring him back." But Jacob said, "My son will not go down there with you. His brother is dead, and he is the only one left. If harm comes to him on the journey you are taking, you will bring my gray head down to the grave in sorrow." Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, thank you for that, Angela. I'm going to do a roll call. I have Hubert.
Shalom. Greetings, everyone.
Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Auntie Betty. Mom. Daddy Werner. Miss William.
Yes.
Daniel.
Yes.
Myself and Angela. Okay, now if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your unconditional love. We thank you for waking us up this morning in our right mind, able to speak, walk, and to be a witness. We thank you for your patience, for your son, and for your words. Heavenly Father, if it wasn't for your words, I don't know where we would be. But we are so grateful that you are the author and the finisher of our map or pathway through life. We thank you for grace and mercy. Father God, we ask that you continue to watch over us and to remove anything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight, and allow us to continue to be doers of your words. For we are here to preach the gospel throughout the world. Father God, we love you. Bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. God bless America, other nations, in Jesus Christ's holy name. Let everyone say amen.
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 Oh, yeah.
Amen. Okay, everyone, welcome to the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Service. Pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And Angela, would you lead us out in Matthew 19:26, please?
Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. I had a couple more callers to call in. If you want to identify yourself, please do so now. I have no idea about these numbers.
Auntie Dot.
Auntie Dot. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Okay. And who else?
Yeah.
Who else?
Miss Allen.
Miss Allen? Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And there's one more on here that I'm not familiar with. Let me see. Yeah. I'm sorry?
Oh, no, just one. I'm sorry. Well, we're glad that you're here. Let's go ahead.
Okay, welcome everyone. Okay,
amen.
we're gonna go ahead into our program, and if you have some good news to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. I'll start out with Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to read out the workers. Ganti blessing. It says Ganti means pledge, a promise, or something given, or held as security. The Holy Spirit that lives in our heart is that guarantee that we should receive our full inheritance from God if we have the faith and believe in God. When you read the Bible, you read a miracle. However, today, God is still in miracle-performing business. Looking around and thinking of something you see and feel, have you thought about anything you see that only a high power can do? You don't have to live a long life for Jesus to change your life. In the ninth chapter of the book of Mark, this man brought his son to Dr. Jesus to rid his son of the evil spirit. Some people might call it leprosy, when the person is foaming at the mouth, passing out, bouncing around on the floor, out of control. As most parents would do, the father wants his son healed because sometime the boy would roll in the fire or water or when he is from a spirit. He took him to the disciples who tried but couldn't help. So they went to the main man, Jesus. He rid the boy's body of evil. The spirit fought a good fight to stay inside the body. But God is stronger, wiser, and powerful. After the spirit left, the boy was weak, pale, lifeless. The father thought him dead, but his body was just exhausted after carrying it around so long. Gradually, the boy came back to life, health and strength. God won't let you down, but patience is the key to living. That when you want, not when you want it, but in God's own time. He will do just what he says. All things are possible if only believe. When blessings from God come your way, as a Christian, you ought to recognize them. He is the only one who could have made this possible, made this guarantee in your situation. After all, he protects you from danger, bully and abuse, love you when others did not, took care of you when your family couldn't, was and always is a friend, won't let you down even when you don't do right. He died on the cross for you and me, the one person from whom our blessings flow. And God blessings are guaranteed. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Daddy Verner, have some good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'll be reading from 2 Thessalonians, 3rd chapter. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith, but the Lord is faithful to establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that you both do and will do the things we command you. And the Lord direct your heart into the love of God and unto the patient waiting for Christ. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you will draw yourself from every brother that walketh this order, and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourself know how you ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you, not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now, them that are such we command and exalt by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But you, brethren, be not weary in what you're doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, know that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. The salutation of Paul with my own hand, which is the token in every epistle. So I write, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And we all say, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. Auntie Carrie, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yeah. I'm going to read Psalm 71. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thy ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given a commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteousness and cruel men. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, that thou art my trust from my youth. Be thee have I been beholding up from the womb. There are he that took me out of my mother's bowel. My praises shall be continually of thee. I am a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with praises, and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in thy time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For my enemies speak against me, and they lay wait for my soul, take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is no one to deliver him. Oh, God, be not far from me. Oh, my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confined and consumed that are the adversary to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor and seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all day long, for I know not the numbers there are. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thy only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hereto I have declared thy wonderful work. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until I show thy strength unto this generation and the power everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God, who is likened unto thee, thou which has shown me great and sore troubles, shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up again from the depth of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with my plastering, even thy truth. O my God, unto thee I will sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue shall also talk of thy righteousness all day long, for they are confined, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Daniel, any good news to share with the group tonight? Let's see, I think I lost his call. Hubert, any good news to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to say I'd like to thank God for my family and my friends and my extended family that he has extended to me to start this year off being a blessed year for me. I'm very well much at peace, so I will say peace and love to you all. And yeah, praise the Lord. Amen.
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 The Lord.
Okay, thank you for that, Huber. Okay, Miss Allen, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming from James, the fourth chapter, starting at the seventh verse. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, purify your heart, you doubt-minded, maimed and mourning and weep. Let your love be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself in the sight of God, and he will lift you up. Do not speak evil of one another. Brethren, he who speaks of the brethren and judge his brother, speak evil. Law is able to save and destroy. Who are you to judge one another? Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Ms. Allen.
Okay.
Okay, move on to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Sure. I'm coming out of Peter 4:8, and the title of my subject is Seeing Through the Eyes of Love. What you see is determined by what you believe. Believing is seeing. What you see depends on what you are looking for. You can see bad in the best, good in the worst. Look through the eyes of love.
Look through the eyes.
Because it's easy to be judgmental, find faults, and find the worst in people. We all have areas of our lives we don't want anyone to know about. It's easy to love somebody when they meet your expectations or they love you back and you're happy. But love covers and hides a multitude of faults. People like Jesus. It's the church they can't stand because of church people. Let's look through the eyes of love because love looks beyond all our faults. You got to give people room. Some require more than others. Don't get caught up in others' gossip and agenda because you don't know their motives. Grace and mercy should make you want to line up with God's word and continue to do better. God's word is amazing. Doesn't matter what you've done or been, who you are, Jesus is calling for you because where he has been, you can start all over again. God loves you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. Let's see, Daniel.
Hello, love everybody. I'm just listening tonight. I don't have too much to say, but pray for me. And it's God in my life. What more do I need? Hello, shalom.
Amen, amen. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen.
I want to say something. Pray for me, though.
Okay.
It's me, it's you, it's us, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daniel. Okay. Auntie Dot, have any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to read Psalm 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all the nations. Praise him, all the people. For his mercies and kindness great toward us, and the truth of God endure forever. Pray ye, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I have to share. That's what I was going to read tonight. I see that. But you did a great job. Amen. Amen. God is good. Okay. All right. Miss William, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from Psalm 115, a portion, begin with verse 12. It says, the Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord. Small and great alike. May the Lord make you increase, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The highest heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he's given to man. It is not the dead who praise the Lord, those who go down into silence. It is we who exalt the Lord. Both now and forevermore, praise the Lord. verses 12 and 14, it says, the Lord remembers us and he will bless us. It is so exciting and so heartwarming to know the Lord remembers us when others forget. When we seem to be alone and lonely and seem that no one cares, remember that Jesus cares for us. At 14 this morning in prayer, I heard the word increase. And this is, I would like to share with us for the year of 2014 is increase. It said, may the Lord increase you, both you and your children. And we're going to take the limits off. There will be no boundaries. He will increase us in our health, in our wealth, and in our spirit man. So may the Lord increase us more and more every day as we live throughout this year. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Ms. Williams. Amen. Okay, Mom, good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I will be speaking from 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, 1 through 21, and it's devotion reading. It is God speaking. The ability to listen and hear is a wonderful talent possessed by altogether too few people. Samuel developed such a talent very early in his life. He listened to God as God repeatedly called him. He didn't go back to sleep, but persist until he identified God's voice. Then he responded in humility, "Speak, for your servant is listening." In many different ways, God speaks to us now as in the past. Perhaps we have some idea or dream that will not let us go. And when something will not let go, we often to listen and hear. We have a gift. It is God speaking. We have an opportunity. It is God speaking. We have a dream. It is God speaking. We have a vision. It is God speaking. We have a talent. It is God speaking. Even if we have a heart handicap, perhaps it is God speaking so that we can turn adversity into advantage. When we hear and listen to God, his word will bear fruit in our lives as they did in Samuel. 1 Samuel 3:19 suggests that this outcome, the Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his words fall to the ground. As a prophet of God, Samuel became a channel of God's communication and blessed it to others. We may need help, as Samuel was helped by Eli, to give us direction so we can listen and hear. When we really listen and hear, we experience what I call the crucial insight of moment. This is the moment when we acquire utter understanding and receive the ability to respond. The more we respond to God, the more he continued to reveal himself to us, as he did to Samuel. God's word about Eli was different for Samuel to convert, but his obedience opened a floodgate to communication between God and himself. The Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word. Prayer. Dear Lord, I pray that I may hear, listen, and respond when you speak. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. And I want to thank all of you for sharing God's good news with us tonight. And that leads us right into our sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their heads, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our family, friends, and loved ones, especially Jessica Smith, Michael and Denise Moody, Angela Burns, Gail, Miss Allen, Eddie Tipman, Rochelle Bessler, Cheryl, LaTanya, Ruth Edwards, Lenny and family, Eveline Holloway, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Uncle Dave, DeMarcus Malachi, Tony, Valerie Crockett, myself, Loretta, Vicki Hussman, Jordan and Rachel family, the Rossiter family, Carlos and the Wells family, Earlene Parker, Uncle Champ, Mary Ann, Miss Wanda, Miss Water and family, Mr. Harrell, the Norris family, Kevin Avery, the Adams family, Uncle Oliver, Jerry and Terry, Mary Lowe, Jermaine Quinton, Rodney Clark, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stands in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you cover them in the blood of Jesus. We call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say, amen.
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 Sweet Spirit, Holy Spirit, take over this place, take over this place. Mighty Spirit, Healing Spirit, take over this place, take over this place. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Loretta, did you add yourself on to the sick list?
I sure did. Yes,
okay.
I am on the sick and shut in. Amen.
Amen. Bless Allah.
Amen. Okay, that takes us right into our birthdays, the week of January the 12th through the 18th. Anyone we need to recognize?
My son-in-law, Edward Johnson.
Edward?
18th. Yes.
18th Johnson. Okay, anyone else?
Essie Mae Simmons is on the 13th.
Essie? The 13th? Okay.
LaConte Lowe on the 18th.
Amen. Okay.
John Demons.
And who?
I have one.
Sorry, John Demons, Senior. On the 14th.
Okay.
Okay, I have one.
Mm-hmm.
My little grandbaby, Zoe, on the 18th.
What's the name?
Zoe.
Zoe, okay.
Uh-huh. On the 18th.
Okay, amen. Okay, there's a lot of birthdays here.
Well, we also want to recognize Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday on the 15th.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Okay, all right. Miss Williams, would you sing the birthday song for us, please?
I surely will. Praise the Lord. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God's children. Happy birthday to you. God blessings on you. God blessings on you.
God blessings on you all the year through. Amen.
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 Happy right. birthday.
All right.
Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Williams.
Praise
okay.
the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Okay, now's the time for songs, poems, praises, or testimony. So I'll just go down the list. If you have anything else you want to share with the group, you may feel free to do so. I will start with Miss Allen.
Well, I have a couple of verses from Genesis, the 48th chapter. Starting at the 15th chapter, I mean 15th verse, God before whom my father Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has fed me all my long life to this day, the angels who has redeemed me from all evil, bless the lad. Bless my name, let my name be named upon them, and the name of my father Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Allen. Okay, let's see, Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to sing a verse to I Want to See Him.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoin. As I journey through the land, singing at I go, praying souls to Calvary, to the Clemson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord, lead me on, through him I must win. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares of past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Daddy, any praise report song?
Yes, ma'am. Mahalia, she does a good job, don't she?
Uh-huh. Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, I'll be reading Intimidate Your Intimidator. Your adversary, Satan, is really a deceiver. And a paper. He huffs and blow, he but know that greater is who that is in you than he that is world. 1 John 4:4. Comfort him, blind him, in the name of Jesus. You have been given authority over Satan. Wear the mouth conquered today. Fear nothing. The word. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 4:7. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Baruch Yah.
Amen. Okay, Angela, thank you for that, Daddy. I'm sorry. Angela, any praise report, testimony, song, poem?
I'm enjoying retirement.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Amen.
I am going to sing one of my
songs. Background noise, people. You can put your phone on mute. Okay, Angela.
The blood still works. The blood still works. It will never, never, never lose its power. The blood still works. I know it works. Cause it raised me, I know it works. Cause it saved me, I know it works. Cause it filled me, I know it works. Cause it healed me. The blood still works. The blood still works. The blood still works. It will never, never, never lose its power. The blood still works. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The blood still works.
I got a little bit of that. Keep your butt tight, John.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. The blood still works. Okay.
I need this contract on her, too.
Huh? Okay, Auntie Carrie, anything else you want to share with the group tonight? Song, poem?
I took the song, my song.
She so did. Okay, amen, amen, amen. Okay, Daniel, anything else you want to share with the group tonight? A song, poem?
Amen, amen. I'm going to leave y'all alone. I need to get some contracts. Some big careers or something. I need to get some contracts. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Auntie Dot, any poem, song?
Okay.
Okay, amen, amen. Okay, let's see. She did Psalms 117. I'm going to share Psalms 116, 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I love the Lord because he hears my prayers and answers them. Because he bends down and listens, I will pray as long as I have breath. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Hubert, anything else you want to share with the group? A song, poem, testimony, praise report?
No, I'm going to pass.
Amen.
Thank
you. Okay. Amen. Amen. Mom, any song?
I'm going to read another devotion reading coming out of Isaiah 11, 1 through 10. No more dead end. Have you ever driven down the road only to find a dead end? How many times do we encounter dead end in life and conclude that further effort are useless? Often life
dead end is courage of, because they seem to come at times when we have sacrificed and struck us so much, such a blunt and unexpected end, and seemed so unjust. During a time when the line of David seemed to be at a dead end, the prophet Isaiah delivered a word of hope. Through the prophet, God promised that a branch would grow from a tree that had been cut down to the root. He promised a king from the lineage of David at a time when enemies had all but wiped out the nation. He promised that the Messiah, his message of hope, life, and grace, would come from the remnant of a defeated, downtrodden, and disarrayed people. We live in an age where dead end experience such as divorce, unemployment, and lack of education, and complacency. But the promise of extension at a time of extension is characterized of God. He can bring new hope and life to those who have experienced dead end. God is faithful to his promise, even though it may not be visible. He is often building a connection role beyond the dead end sign. Our challenge is to believe in his promise and wait until he corrects the road and change the dead end to an open highway. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that, Amen. Mom.
Amen.
Okay. Miss Williams, song, poem, testimony. Okay.
I would like to share with us what I heard from Mike Lucado. It says, it's a promise. God will get me through this. He said, God will get me through this. It won't be painless. It won't be quick. God will take this mess and use it for something good. I won't be foolish. I won't be naive. I won't despair. God will get me through this, no matter what this is that we're going through. Just remember, God will get us through it. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Wow, thank you. Thank you for that, Ms. Williams. Okay, next we have our serenity prayer, and Auntie Betty, could you lead us out in that, please?
Yes. God grant me.
God grant me.
Be serenity to accept the thing.
Be serenity to accept the things.
That I cannot change.
That I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The things that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Is there anything anyone else wants to share before we go into the closing prayer?
I would like to acknowledge where my lesson came from tonight. I forgot it early. Sorry about that. It came from Mark chapter 9, verse 22. Through 25.
Mark.
Chapter 9, verse 20 through 25.
20 through 25. Okay, all right, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. All right, so we're doing the 23rd song tonight, so if everyone would bow their heads.
And I will be reading from the Living Bible. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass. He leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. He helps me do what honors him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for he is close beside me, guarding and guiding all the way. He provides delicious food for me in the presence of my enemies. He has welcomed me as your guest. Blessing overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life, and afterwards I will live with you forever in your home. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, if anyone have anything else they want to share with the group tonight before Andrew do the conclusion. Okay, I for one want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. And Angela, turn it over to you.
Okay. I thank everyone for their attendance and participation in our weekly prayer session. So in closing, let's pray. Bow our heads. Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Trust in him in spite of. As we walk by faith, hold on to God's unchanging hand. We should see things like God sees things. Lend and depend on God. Whatever God has trusted you to do, keep faith. There is power in the name. There is power in the name.
Break every chain. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. There is power. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay, everyone have a blessed week. We love you all. Put God first. Amen.
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 God bless you guys.
Good night. Love you all.
Good night.
Okay, that concludes the Nellum Family Weekly Prayer Service. I would like to leave this with you for the week. I want my heart to be in tune with God in every stage of my life. May it ring true. I want my thoughts and words to honor him, exalting him in everything I do. Have a blessed week. Love you.